Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drago. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting second. The right fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting third. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Holt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Corbin. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ray Corbin. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a line drive into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis throws the ball into Patek, who tags Tovar trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corbin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a fly ball into right field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards the mound. Corbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dick Drago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drago is called out on strikes. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaw hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Corbin for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-1 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tovar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keough throws the ball into Hopkins, who tags Tovar trying to return to first, for the out. Braun moves to third. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Braun scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkpatrick for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-1 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards second. Rojas throws to second for one, and Patek throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Holt moves to second. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Holt scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Twins. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin is 0 for 1 in the game. Corbin hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Patek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Thomas now playing left field. Steve Braun now playing shortstop. Cesar Tovar now playing third base. Jim Holt now playing right field. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Twins. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 0 for 1 in the game. Keough hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knupp pinch hits for Dick Drago. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp strikes out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keough moves to second. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Rooker now pitching. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Tovar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Braun moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Braun moves to third. Tovar moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Braun tags and scores. Tovar tags and moves to third. Carew tags and moves to second. One out. It's 5-1, Twins. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nettles hits a line drive towards third. Schall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rojas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keough takes first base on ball 4. Hopkins moves to third. Rojas moves to second. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-2 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin is 0-for-2 in the game. Corbin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rooker juggles the ball. That's an error on Rooker. Corbin moves to third. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Dennis Pepke pinch hits for Jim Rooker. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-3 in the game. Schall hits a line drive towards short. Braun reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim York now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Killebrew is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off York, and towards Rojas, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Otis strikes out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 0-for-3 in the game. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rojas hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nettles. The throw from May and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0-for-3 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Roof hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kirkpatrick. Roof reaches second base with a double. Nettles scores. Holt moves to third. It's 6-1, Twins. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Corbin hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Holt tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Twins. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Tovar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keough hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Piniella pinch hits for Jim York. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to second. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Braun scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May moves to third. Piniella moves to second. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-4 in the game. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Braun scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.